possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey filling in for the guys. And yes, as Austin said, we are live from Acrisure Stadium for the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. We are actually, right in the middle of the lunch. They just served salad, and we pulled Des Reed down the hall to talk to us a little bit about this season. Des, what's going on, man? How are you?
No, I'm just ready for this year, man.
I bet. I was talking to your coach about that a little bit. It's probably that time in camp where you're ready to hit somebody else,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Smiles. So what do you think about this Duquesne matchup, by the way? We'll get into a little bit more about camp. A pretty cool way to open the season.
Every game we're going to look at it the same. We know they're going to come trying to play us hard. They're going to play every quarter fast and, try to beat us. And we just got to take advantage of what they give us and, just play Pitt football.
Okay. So what has that become over camp? I know every team is different, but you guys have been growing together for a while. You've been sweating. You've been hitting each other, all that stuff. How has this group come together? What sort of identity have you been able to detect?
We built a real close bond over this fall camp. Compared to last year, we wasn't as close as compared to last year. But I like what I'm seeing from the team. Got a lot of new pieces, a lot of people that can help. We have a lot of depth. And I'm just excited and ready for this year.
Yeah, you guys, I'm going to focus offensively just for a little bit. This should be a deep offense. You guys have some playmakers coming back. You get another, year two of Cade's system. You've got wide receivers who are, should be able to fill in the gap for Konate Mumfield. Just, how would you describe the depth that you guys have on offense and what a weapon that can be for you?
That's what a lot of people, want to have, a lot of depth. We have a lot of players that could – go out there anytime and make plays. That's what we was kind of missing last year. We had a lot of injuries, and that's what caused what happened. But I'm just very excited with all the players that we got, and I know they're gonna help this team win.
Those big boys in front of you, they've looked pretty good, huh?
Yeah, they look real good.
Yeah, tell me about the offensive line opening holes for you.
They've been opening some big holes. I ain't gonna lie. Compared to last year, it's way different. We brought in some new guys, Jeff and who else? We brought in, we brought like three, four of them.
You guys hit the portal a little bit.
Yeah.
Bringing some people up.
Yeah. Them guys came ready to work, competed, and I'm just, excited with what I seen over this fall and the spring. With the gaps they made for, the RBs.
Good stuff, man. I want to ask you a little bit, and we're chatting with Desmond Reed, Pitt running back here at the Pitt football kickoff event. I wanted to ask you about something off the field, if that was cool with you. I don't think you'll mind. Read aloud. the player-led literacy initiative founded by you, Des Reed. It opens and organizes read-aloud visits at the Children's Home of Pittsburgh, encouraging kids to build positive reading habits while connecting with you. And Des spends time reading stories to kids and engaging in play and weekly visits. You also launched an Amazon wish list to fill bookcases and book carts throughout the Children's Home. Man, where did that come from? One, awesome effort. Two, where did that come from?
So during the spring, we had went there for a community service. And, you know, it was just me and the running backs, we all went. And when I got there, I seen how excited they were to see us. They wanted to play with us a lot. And, you know, that's what really made me want to come back and, you know, start do something to, you know, put smiles on their face. Because, you know, I know they're going through rough times. You know, it's not easy for them. So, you know, I just want to help put smiles on their face.
That's got to be cool, man. Yeah. Like, as a college kid, you get to go somewhere and have that sort of power and make kids have a good time. And, and I mean, it makes you look good, too. But, that's got to be a lot of fun. So, remember any stories that you read? Any anything fun experience there?
You know, I just the kids, all of them, they love me. You know, so that's, you know, when I get there.
You are one. You're there smiling, having a good time.
Yeah, they be wanting to play with me. They be about to fight each other trying to play with me. You know? Yeah, it'd be funny.
Yeah,
but,
as I know the feeling, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I enjoy it, though, going there and reading to them, seeing how happy they are.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoy it.
All right, I want to ask you about a little bit more about you, and this is stuff that you won't like to answer, but, you know, about your ability and the expectations and what people are looking at you. And, you know, you're looking at All-American first-team preseason teams, all of this stuff. You put up a lot of numbers. There's a lot of eyeballs on you. How do you handle that? Or do you not handle it at all? Do you just tune it out and focus on doing your job?
Yeah, I want to win. So
you don't care about any of that stuff.
I really don't care about none of that. I mean, I do, but I don't really take it in as much as people think I do. You know, it's just, you know, really the team helped me get that. I wouldn't have none of that without the team, without the O-line, without the quarterbacks. You know, without the defense, receivers, all them, none of that would be, you know, possible without them. So, you know, I always, you know, talk to them boys and, you know, tell them how much I appreciate them. And, you know, I'm just, you know, just ready. I'm trying to win the ACC championship. That's my main goal.
How's this team going to do that?
We just got to play.
I mean, like, what does it take? What's it going to take to get there?
We just have to play Pitt football, you know, just play every game, take every game, you know, the same, no matter the record, no matter, you know, what we see on film. We got to just play Pitt football. And, you know, because we have a lot of skilled players on the team that can go out there and play, you know. So we just have to go out there and play every game, treat every team the same, and, you know, just play Pitt football.
Chatting with Desmond Reed. Got one more question for you, Des. It's a fun one. If you're going to get on Pat Narduzzi's nerves, which you obviously don't want to do, right, what's the one thing that you can do that you know is going to make Coach mad?
It's a lot of stuff that I get him mad at. I know when we're in shells in practice, he hate when the players are all on the floor. Like, when people just keep falling, he hate that. And one time –
when you're on the practice field.
Yeah, on the field. Okay. One time it was in practice, and, you know, I was just joking around, and one of the players pushed me, but he didn't push me to where I'll fall, but I ended up falling and dove, and he got real bad at that. So, yeah, that's one thing he don't like when we in shells, like when we have a third period and people falling on the floor, and, you know, just it just looked bad. But, yeah, that's one thing I know that really gets him mad.
Well, nobody needs the star tailback falling on the floor, Des.
Yeah.
I'm with Pat on that one.
Yeah, it was all jokes, though. It was not serious.
All right, man. So they're serving lunch, I think, over here while you were busy talking to me. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it, man.
Best of luck this season.
Yes, sir.
See you at Acrisure. Desmond Reed, everybody. He is your Pitt tailback, and he catches passes out of the backfield. He returns things, does a lot of everything. Just a truly exciting player to watch. Looking forward to seeing a lot of big things out of Des. And we'll get a few more players, a few more of Des's teammates down here as this event continues. You're free to go. You don't have to hang anymore.
Okay.
He's being all courtesy, all courteous hanging around.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure. So we are hanging out here at Acrisure Stadium for the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. So much to get to. I don't know whether we got to – I got to go find a report on Doran's keynote address. I think that has ended. We were on the air when that happened, but I'm sure it was spectacular. Crowley was here, stopped by and said hello. He's here to support his radio co-host. Callis was supposed to be down here, and I have not seen Callis. Maybe he snuck in, although that was unlikely. He is here? Okay, T-Bird says he's here. Nice of Callis to stop by and say hello. Crowley could, but Callis couldn't. That's okay. But thank you very much to Desiree. Thank you very much to Pat Narduzzi and Mike Annarella for lining both of those up. We'll get to a few more conversations with members of this Pitt team. But another thing I wanted to get to on the Pirates' end before we got there was sort of what happens now with Ben Cherington and widening out the idea of promoting Bubba Chandler, what the Pirates have left, and you know how much can really change. I know I was on with Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller yesterday afternoon talking about my expectations and being fairly close to this situation and what I think is going to happen, what can happen. The Pirates have 34 games remaining. Their fate is pretty much sealed in terms of a record. I mean, there's always a chance something could change at the very last minute. Maybe they get on some sort of 20-8 style heater. And I think that's what it would take to change perspective on where the Pirates are at. I think it's interesting what they're doing with Bubba Chandler. I don't think he'll be the last prospect they bring up. It wouldn't surprise me if they bring up Hunter Barco at some point and kind of pull out all the stops. And frankly, if I'm Ben Cherington, I'd be doing that. I would be trying to give young guys that I've been working with an opportunity to try to show, like, look, we have the pieces here. And you heard Tommy Pham say that on Wednesday. I was the one that asked him. It was actually about the pitching staff the Pirates have, getting Johan Oviedo up here, the news about Bubba Chandler. And Pham said, we have a playoff-caliber pitching staff. And I don't disagree with Tommy Pham. I think that's a reasonable a way of looking at things. But as we assess this team's future and where they should go, that should not be enough. Yes, you've put some pieces together. Paul Skeens fell in your lap. Mitch Keller was here. Johan Oviedo was a good acquisition. We're also looking at one outing with Oviedo that has been good post-Tommy John. His first one was not, although I do believe in Oviedo. You'd like to think that Mike Burrows is a part of it. Braxton Ashcraft has looked good. And Bubba Chandler is a massive piece of the puzzle. We're talking about the best pitching prospect in baseball. So, again, if this goes a certain way, if we can see the Pirates establish that they have elite starting pitching, should that be enough for anybody to think differently about Ben Cherington staying on as general manager? My argument is no. That is my take. I don't think that's a smart move for the Pirates. I don't think that's – I don't think it's deserved to continue doing this. And I'd like to take this time to explain why, because that's not some sort of, like, you know, flippant thing, or I just don't like the guy or whatever. I mean, there's a thought-out reasoning for why I feel this way. And so, again, I outlined the Pirates' record. They're on pace at this point to go 68-94. That would represent an 18-win regression compared to last season, really the past two. That should not be good enough. And a lot of what still ails the Pirates, what has ailed the Pirates, has been a result of stuff that Charrington has not done well enough. I'm talking about failed trades, going out in free agency, trying to improve the offense. It hasn't worked. They've banked on internal improvement. That also hasn't happened. And if you think about it, the past couple of years, these are our examples. Tommy Pham has been better recently. Absolutely. Early on, when the season mattered more, no, he did not produce. And you can't just pretend that never happened. It's also maybe the only actually half-decent or good acquisition Ben Charrington has made on the position player front. Hasn't been good enough. They traded for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa last year. In his time with the Pirates, I was surprised to learn this, looking it up this morning. A 614 OPS, 76 OPS plus. Again, OPS plus is one of those numbers where you want 100. You want it at least around a 100. That's league average. And so he's basically 24% below league average. That's not going to cut it for an everyday acquisition and somebody who's making $6.3 million. It's just not. You look at Joey Bart, had a really good year last year, finished with basically an 800 OPS. A lot of optimism surrounding that. It's dipped to 673. Henry Davis, is he any sort of long-term solution? We don't know at this point. Shoot, if anything, this group had ascertained that Henry Davis was not a good enough defensive catcher. He is a good enough defensive catcher. I don't know if he can hit. Is Jack Suwinski anything? Is Jared Triolo anything? Is Leover Peguero anything? G1 Bay, go down the line. And guys that have been Pirates, that have been brought up through this regime, and that this group deployed thinking they would be able to help them improve. It's an important thing. If I'm expecting, you know, steps 6 and 7 to happen, I'm going to evaluate what has happened with steps 1 through 5 first. And if I evaluate steps 1 through 5 with the Pirates and whether they've been able to achieve internal improvement, they most certainly have not. I also look at some of the external additions via trade, via free agency in previous years, and it hasn't been good enough. I'm talking about Rowdy Tellez, Michael A. Taylor, Connor Joe, Brian De La Cruz, Edward Olivares. And that's not a complete list, obviously. Even Yasmani Grandal to a degree. They are players that the Pirates brought in here and thought could hit, thought could improve their offense. They did not, at least not to a level that you might have wanted. Even the first base platoon with Tellez and Joe 2 years ago, you know, they go away from Carlos Santana and decide we're going to split it up and platoon these guys. You would have been better off paying Santana. And I remember talking to Carlos after a spring training game that year, and he said they really made no effort. I think they had their minds made up on the platoon with those two guys, and it was not the right decision. And so those are external solutions that they try to find for offense. It hasn't been there. Another one that bugs me that I think is important in this argument, Miguel Andujar. Now, they make the right move bringing Andujar in. You know, he had a track record with the Yankees, put him in the minor leagues, give him an opportunity. He does not produce a bunch, and they sort of made up their mind that he's not good. And in the meantime, he tears up AAA pitching. And the Pirates, I don't know, invalidate that, don't take that seriously enough, whatever you want to say. Well, they end up getting rid of him, and he latches on with the Oakland Athletics. He's now with the Reds, hitting .313 this season with an .825 OPS. So again, we're talking about the process of identifying what the Pirates need most, offense. They didn't think Andujar was any good. Other people have, probably because he is good, and he hasn't been good here. Spencer Horwitz, big move of the offseason, right? Give up 3 pitching prospects to try to get him. He's hitting .257 with a .701 OPS. It's better. He's improved. It's certainly encouraging based on how he started. But is he any more than a platoon option? Probably not. Does a lot of his damage against right-handed pitching. I don't really have a problem with that. I like Spencer Horwitz. I think he's a better defensive first baseman than they've had recently, at least dating back to Carlos Santana. I wouldn't give up three pitching prospects to get him. But it's not somebody that you're going to be able to go out and get and install in a 3-4-5-6 spot to really improve your offense. And so those are sort of the tent poles of this argument for me, where I don't understand why you could continue down this road. I just don't. And I also think about the argument, if you're a fan, you know, those of you listening to this, you're not somebody close to it, you're not covering it, you're not involved in it. If Ben Charrington would come to you this offseason and say, this is what we're going to do, this is our plan, this is who we're going to sign, or even after signing them, if he would explain, even let's get real crazy and say he did it in no uncertain terms and say, this is why we like this guy, this is how we think we're going to get better. Is that going to change the conversation with the team? There's no way. There's no way. There's no way anybody's going to look at that and say, I bet that's the right move. Even if they would spend more money, somebody would automatically look at that and expect failure, because there's been such a track record of failing to improve the offense. And that's why I think if you want to change any sort of narrative, if you want to change any sort of expectation or how this team's thought of, you have to start acting and doing business differently. That involves spending, yes. It also involves who is doing the spending. You can't afford to spend money on processes. You need to spend them on players. You also need to spend them on players in a different way. Under Charrington, over the past couple of years, when they bring a player in, or if they have an allotted sum of money, they're going to try to maximize value in that by, let's say the figure is $20 million, they're going to try to get four players for $5 million a pop. Why not one for 20? And I'm not just saying get one player and be done. Like, obviously you want multiple players. They need multiple players. They need a lot of improved offense. But I would like to see money spent a different way. If I'm going to dump value into something, I would rather see them dump value into something that results in a name that I know I can trust, and then you fill in the rest with younger guys that you've developed. And again, that's an issue because they haven't developed them. But ideally, you'd like to be able to develop young talent, and that's how you fill in the cracks around the guys that you do pay to play for your baseball team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.